Edwards arrived about 2 hours behind schedule, reportedly because of weather-related delays. Still, the North Carolina senator got a warm reception from the people who paid at least $1,000 to see him. This is Edwards' first visit to Wisconsin since he finished a strong second to John Kerry in the February Democratic primary. Edwards thanked the audience for that vote.
I have a great deal of affection for this wonderful city and for this state. As most of you remember, this state was very kind to both John Kerry and myself.
Edwards only spoke for about 15 minutes. He said little new on the issues. Instead, Edwards stressed his blue-collar roots and his message of economic opportunity.
And at the core of the campaign of John Kerry and John Edwards against George Bush and Dick Cheney is to make sure that millions more Americans all across this country get the same kind of opportunities I've had, no matter who they are, who their family is, what the color of their skin. This is the America you and I believe in. This is the America we will fight for.
Edwards' message impresses Martha Turan, a longtime activist in Milwaukee's African American community. She calls his elevation to the Democratic Party ticket the best thing that's happened for a large segment of the country's people.
For those that want help, want education, for those senior citizens that don't have to worry about whether they want to eat a piece of bread or whether they can afford a pill.
Outside the fundraiser, a small group of President Bush's supporters tried to out-yell some Kerry Edwards backers as motorists drove by honking their car horns. A Bush enthusiast named Julie says the very wealthy Edwards and Kerry are not the populists they claim to be.
We're dealing with two very capitalist type of candidates that profess to be grassroots and for the middleman, and that's not the case.
But back inside, Edwards' supporter Jim Maurer said he isn't worried about Edwards' current wealth.
I mean, people think because somebody has money that they don't know right from wrong. You know, like they're all rich and they don't care. Well, there are some rich people that do know what it's like, you know, not to have things.
Others are less interested in Edwards' finances and are more interested in what they call his charisma. Democratic State Representative Christine Sinicki of Milwaukee was one of many to shake Edwards' hand and have a brief conversation with him.
I just told him I loved him and good luck, and we're all going to be working for him.
Sinicki says several people she knows have come on board the Democrats' bandwagon after Edwards was named to the ticket. Edwards has a chance to energize more support at a midday speech today in a largely African-American neighborhood. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.